This is Terry Mandel, DO Dick Cheney, an attorney. Letter to Dan Gore, attorney at law, address on file of the Ken Nunn Law Office. Dear Mr. Gore, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Adam Ward, please note the following medical letter. The first name is A-D-A-M. Last name is Ward, W-A-R-D. On March 21st, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation period. I reviewed several hundred pages of medical records, period. I took the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. Due to the constraints of COVID-19, a physical examination was unable to be performed, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 43-year-old male, height 5'8" tall, weight 310 pounds, period. Besides taking the history, I reviewed several medical records, including records from Envive, E-N-V-I-V-E, Healthcare, as well as Greene County Ambulance Service records. Green is G-R-E-E-N-E, Greene County Ambulance Service records, period. Greene County General Hospital records, period. My Litton Clinic records. My is M-Y, Litton, L-I-N-T-O-N. My Litton Clinical Records, period. Terre Haute Regional Hospital Records, comma. TransCare Ambulance Records, comma. Trans is T-R-A-N-S-C-A-R-E, TransCare Ambulance Records. And Union Hospital Records, period. The patient was involved in a slip and fall injury on or about January 17th, 2022, period. This occurred at a Chrysler dealership in Terre Haute, period. It occurred outside the facility on some ice, period. He was attempting to walk into the showroom and fell on his knees and fell forward, period. He hit both knees, period. He had a large area of abrasion or road rash involving his right lower leg below his knee, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained significant injury, period. He had immediate pain in both knees, comma, low back, comma, and right lower leg, period. New paragraph. Present day, despite treatment, he is still having pain involving his right lower leg, as well as pain in both knees, period. He states that the skin of his right lower leg is very dry and has an unsightly appearance to the skin with a permanent scar where he had a debridement, period. The area of involvement is approximately the size of a palm, period. He states that he has pain in both knees, but he did have some pre-existing pain due to arthritis. However, the pain is much worse since his fall injury, period. New paragraph. The pain in his right lower leg is described as intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 4 to 5 times per hour, period. The duration is approximately 10 seconds for each episode, period. It is a stabbing, throbbing pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 8 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The right lower leg pain is described as non-radiating, period. the size of involvement is slightly larger than the palm of the hand, period. New paragraph. He is having pain in both knees and described as intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 3 times per hour, period. Duration of each episode is 5 to 10 seconds, period. It is described as a throbbing and stabbing pain, period. On a good day, it ranges in intensity from 7 to 10, and on a bad day also to 7 out of 10, period. The pain is described as non-radiating, period. The pain is worse than his initial arthritis, as this injury has aggravated his pain by approximately 40%, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that a couple days after the injury, he saw his family doctor, period. A nurse practitioner referred him to an orthopedic specialist, and he had x-rays, period. He was informed about his arthritis, period. He returned approximately 1 month later to his family doctor because of the skin infection of the right lower leg, period. He was put on oral antibiotics that improved the infection. However, the infection returned and he was seen by his family doctor and placed on a second course of antibiotics, period. In total, he had 3 courses of antibiotics, period. He saw another family doctor and was put in the hospital 3 days on IV antibiotics at Greene County Hospital, period. He was released in approximately June of 2022, period. He was seen at the regional hospital in Terre Haute by ambulance due to sepsis from his buttocks and leg, period. He was admitted approximately 5 days, put on antibiotics, and released on oral antibiotics, period. The infection got worse, and ambulance took him to Greene County and was transferred to Union Hospital in Terre Haute in June of 2022, period. He was admitted to ICU for sepsis and renal failure, period. His hospitalization was approximately 2 weeks. And he had multiple procedures, including skin debridement of the right lower leg, as well as IND of the left buttocks, and a dialysis port was inserted, period. He was given 1 episode of dialysis, and he returned to normal renal function, period. He was admitted to a nursing home in VBNVIVE for approximately 24 days. And was released to home health care, period. He did have physical therapy, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows. He is having problems with housework, yard work, lifting, sleep, driving, preparing food, and bathing, period. New paragraph. Prescription medications include Gardiance for diabetes, Ozempic for diabetes, insulin, lisinopril, Seroquel, allergy medicine, Requip, Lasix, hydrocodone, Trilogy for asthma, Zofran, loperamide for Crohn's disease, as well as doxycycline, period. Past medical history is positive for hidradenitis suppurativa. Hidradenitis is H-I-D-R-A-D-E-N-I-T-I-S. Superva is S-U-P-P-Y-R-A-T-I-V-A. So hidradenitis suppurativa, diabetes, allergy, restless leg, asthma, glaucoma, spinal stenosis, arthritis, Crohn's disease, and squamous cell carcinoma of the left buttocks, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes lotions to the right lower leg, hydrocodone in a higher dose that he was on in the past period. He is presently taking 4 per day period, and he is also using stretching exercises period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals that he has a prior right tibial plateau fracture. However, there was no trauma. This occurred in 2016 and healed completely in 2 months without complication, period. He has had no prior injuries to his right lower leg, period. He has had no prior knee injuries, period. He has not had prior falls other than in 2007 at work. He fell on his buttocks, injuring his low back, period. He was seen in the emergency room but did not require any further treatment, and there was no permanency, period. He had carpal tunnel in approximately the year 2000 for repetitive action at work, period. He has not been involved in any serious automobile accidents, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals incision and drainage for skin debridement for multiple prior episodes prior to this injury, period. He has had skin cancer removed of the buttocks, period. He has had a cholecystectomy and tonsils removed, period. New paragraph, his occupation is that he is on disability for multiple medical problems initiated in approximately 2008, period. Despite this, he works part-time as a security guard, and as a result of this injury, he has problems walking and standing, period. He is able to work the same number of hours, but at a slower pace, period. New paragraph. As mentioned, I reviewed several hundred pages of medical records and like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Record from Union Hospital in Terre Haute admitted June 12, 2022, discharge June 23, 2022, states he has been transferred here from Greene County, period. He was discharged from Regional Hospital where he was being treated for multiple wounds and cellulitis, period. He states that he was there for 1 week and received IV antibiotics. He has also had INDs, incision and drainages, that's INDs, for multiple wounds in his buttocks area and bilateral legs, period. Their assessment was 1, multiple wounds, 2, acute kidney injury, 3, hidradenitis, that's HYDRADENITIS, 4, type 2 diabetes, 5, smoker, 6, hypertension, 7, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, period. Records from records from my clinic in Lytton, Indiana, that's Linton, Indiana, my is MY, my clinics. On physical examination, this was on examination March 24th, 2022. They noted cellulitis of the right lower leg below the knee. And their assessment was cellulitis of the right lower limb, period. He has been in the hospital and is now receiving outpatient IV antibiotics, period. Greene County General Hospital, March 19th, 2022. CT of the lower extremity right showed skin thickening and subcutaneous fat stranding / edema in the leg, period. Findings favor cellulitis, period. Discharge summary from Greene County General Hospital, admitted March 16th, 2022, states that he came in with cellulitis of the right arm in the right leg that failed IV, that failed outpatient antibiotics, period. Impression, the patient is a 42-year-old male with cellulitis that failed outpatient treatment, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, I have found that all his treatment, as I have outlined above and as noted in the medical records, were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary as it relates to the fall injury of January 17th of 2022, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, bilateral knee trauma, strain, comma, and pain. Number two, right lower leg trauma, comma, skin trauma, comma, recurrent skin infections with cellulitis and disfigurement of the skin, period. Number three, aggravation of pre-existing arthritis, period. Number four, lumbar strain resolve, period. The above four diagnoses are directly caused by the fall injury of January 17th, 2022, period. The patient did have pre-existing arthritis and a skin condition as outlined above, period. Despite these pre-existing conditions, had it not been for this fall injury, he would not have acquired the multiple skin infections that resulted in debridement, multiple hospitalizations, acute renal failure, and extreme pain as a result of the fall injury of January 17th, 2022, period. New paragraph. The patient has acquired a permanent impairment as a result of the fall injury of January 17th, 2022, period. The areas of permanent impairment would be both knees and the right lower leg, period. It is difficult to put a numeric value on this as he did have some pre-existing conditions. However, there is a permanency associated with the fall of January 17th of 2022, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include a possible skin graft for the poor cosmetic results of the right lower leg at an estimated surgical expense of $75,000, period. This expense would be all-inclusive of hospital, physician, anesthesia, and post-operative physical therapy, period. The patient will need a cane to walk on an occasional basis as he did not require a cane prior to this injury, period. Cost of this cane would be approximately $200, need to be replaced every 2 years, period. The patient will need ongoing medication of an over-the-counter generic nature at an estimated cost of $90 a month for the remainder of his life, period. The patient can benefit by a TENS unit at an estimated cost of $500, period. As a patient, new paragraph. As a patient ages, he will be more susceptible to worse arthritis in the bilateral knee regions, period. He will also be more susceptible to infections in his right lower leg that would not have occurred had it not been for this fall injury, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient, but have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.